we keep calling you. You're too busy firing coaches, though.
Yeah, I'm doing a good job, Paul. We can't say hello to our friend Billy Napier. Sam Pittman, I will miss. But Brian Kelly, that's another one I thought last year they should have let go a couple, maybe 12 months too late. But they finally wised up down there in Louisiana.
Well, before we even get to the question, is there anybody that needs to go before the end of the day? I mean, I watch your Twitter feed all the time, and you're firing coaches at halftime.
Well, I think we've got two great candidates on the plains there, Paul, this weekend as Mark Stoops takes his Kentucky squad to meet Hugh Freeze. I'd say both these coaches deserve to be fired about 2 years ago, but they're still employed. So losers got to leave town, I think, on Saturday night, and it better not be Hugh Freeze who loses against Kentucky.
So Michael, I'll sound like everybody because all these questions about this moment in time. I mean, you have been very aggressive in the way you've interpreted it, but you just mentioned Kelly. That's the one that got a few people surprised because he's such a perfectly charismatic, easygoing, engaging guy. What went wrong for him?
Well, Paul, I think it went wrong for him the first time he spoke with those great fans down in Baton Rouge with the family. And I mean, from there on out, I don't think that guy really had much of a shot. They went all in on this year. Heck, this is the first time they won the opener, Paul. If you told me Brian Kelly could win the opener, I would have thought LSU was going to win the national championship, but that's about the only meaningful game they won. And shout out this Governor Landry, I believe his name is, Paul. I mean, he just gave the most epic tongue lashing I've ever heard to the AD Scott Woodward. So now they have an opening, and you certainly can't let the current AD hire the coach. I don't even think he's got much time in Baton Rouge after what the governor just said about him.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I like about Louisiana, and I lived there once, nobody went down to Scott Woodward's office and say, listen, we're going to make a change. I mean, the governor just fired him from the governor's mansion. I mean, I have never seen anything like that.
No, and, if I'm correct here, Paul, I believe Billy Napier's available, so maybe LSU could make that hire. And, apparently, the governor said he's going to let the president have a say, and we all know who the president loves, and that's, of course, Nick Saban. So I think you got to reach out to Nick Saban and Miss Terry and make them tell you no.
Now, Michael, in your world, how good would that be to see Nick Saban with the field named after him in Tuscaloosa go down to LSU?
Oh, I mean, it would be epic. And I would imagine, there's a lot of people that think, Coach Saban, he doesn't like the NIL. He doesn't like the transfer portal. But, I could only imagine, Paul, a couple hours with Pat McAfee screaming in your ear a couple feet away. I would say Nick Saban is very interested to get back into coaching. So, again, that'd be my first call. LSU's got to do it.
Man, you're gonna be in trouble. McAfee's gonna do a rant on you. You're one of those guys that makes this job more difficult. let's talk about your favorite subject because I never dreamed that at the epicenter of everything in the coaching world would surround one of your favorite coaches, the Ole Miss coach, Lane Kiffin.
Oh, yeah. You pronounced his name wrong there, Paul. It's Lane Wiffen. I know he's doing a heck of a job. He might very well be SEC Coach of the Year, and it sounds like he's going to have about four or five jobs next year because every job that opens, apparently they all have their eyes set on Lane Kiffin despite the fact that he's never led a program to the college football playoff. Now, he should do it this year. 7-1. They've got four manageable games down the stretch. He said it last year, though, Paul, that he has no desire to coach in Atlanta in the SEC championship. So wouldn't surprise me if Ole Miss drops a game or two down the stretch just so they don't have to go to Atlanta, just so Kiffin can take one of these jobs. But, in all seriousness, Paul, why would you leave if you're Lane Kiffin? If he could get this squad, which lost 20 players to the NFL, if he can get them to 11-1 in the college football playoff, why is he going to LSU? Why is he going to Florida if he can accomplish it in Oxford? I don't see him leaving if they truly do make the playoff there in Ole Miss.
So let's start looking at some of these job openings, Florida and LSU being the two that matter the most, at least right now. In your crystal ball, who goes to both of them?
Well, I don't know if you've heard this, Paul, but I've heard some speculation that there's mutual interest down in Gainesville between Urban Meyer and Florida. So, I mean, if only this could get even crazier. I think four seasons of Billy and Napier, you sell your soul to anybody, including Urban Meyer, to fix the program. So I don't think he'll be the hire, but I think that's kind of the best case scenario. I think the hire at Florida is going to be one Eli Drinkwitz up there at Missouri for what I just said about Ole Miss. If they make the playoff, I don't think you'll leave there if you're Lane Kiffin. I think after last weekend losing to Vanderbilt, Missouri's not eliminated from the playoff, but if they drop another game at the tail end here, they're not going to the playoff. So I think Drinkwitz will look at Florida and say, hey, maybe that's a place where I actually can make the college football playoff. And at LSU, how about a realistic candidate, Paul? Because, again, I don't think it's going to be Kiffin. I don't think it's going to be Nick Saban, although those should be the first two calls. How about Georgia Tech coach Brent Key, who I know he's a Georgia Tech graduate, but he has instilled toughness. He's got Georgia Tech in the top 10. And that's – when I watch LSU right now, Paul, that's what they're lacking is physicality and toughness. I think he'd bring it back to Baton Rouge.
Michael Bratton with us, answering all the questions that keep getting asked. So, okay, we have a few. I'm trying to keep up with all the openings. Arkansas is open. Who do you have there?
Ooh, how about Arkansas? I think we need someone fun, Paul. We need someone that's going to have offense. And I know that may sound like Bobby Petrino, but that's just rewinding the clock to another debacle, if you ask me. So give me someone. I think Alex Golish, how about that, from South Florida. He's got that program on the rise. He comes from the Josh Heupel tree. Runs a similar offense as Tennessee, Ole Miss. I think he would do very well at Arkansas. And you haven't asked me about Auburn, but I'll tell you, because they're about to open up here in a week or two if they wise up. I think John Summerall is the perfect fit.
I mean, you don't even let me ask the question anymore.
John Summerall,
I stepped on your answer. Who is that again?
John Summerall from Tulane will be the next Auburn coach, and Auburn will make the college football playoff in 26 if they wise up and get a coach down there that's qualified to – the coach in this conference.
Wow. So you're not, I mean, what if Hugh Freeze wins this weekend and then beats Vanderbilt and heads into the Alabama game with only four losses?
Well, I guess that's a good year for old Hugh Freeze, isn't it? Only four losses. I thought that we had greater aspirations on the Plains to compete for SEC, to make the college football playoff. But if 8-4 is the goal, Paul, and somehow we luck into it, I don't know how they'd beat Vanderbilt. He's, I think, 0-3 against Diego Pavia. He's about to be 0-4 here in about a week's time. So there's just no shot that really happens.
Okay, that would be the fifth loss, and then there's Alabama.
Right. I mean, they rack up quickly on his resume. So I think he'll be fine, Paul. He'll be on the golf course before he knows it, and he won't have to make any more excuses, whether it's referees, whether it's the quarterback, whether it's the offensive line. The guy's out of excuses, in my opinion.
I know there could be some more openings, but I hate to even engage you, but I'm sure you've got some answers, don't you?
Yeah, I've got it all figured out, Paul, so yeah, I just think it's going to be a wild scene. And for our sake, I hope Nick Saban does come back. I hope Urban Meyer does come back, just for the pure theater of it all. You know what?
Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying about Urban Meyer, Michael. But, I mean, in case you haven't been keeping up, I mean, his last gig did not end well. I think it ended at some bar in Ohio, didn't it?
I think they all end like that, don't they, Paul? But again, it's fun while it lasts. You know, it's like a rebound relationship, and I think that's exactly what Florida is looking for. They're looking to cash in quick, try to rise to the top, and it'll end, in embarrassing fashion in 2 or 3 years. But it'll be a fun ride before it crashes.
So before you go, let's try to next Tuesday night we start getting the committee. And the committee chairman telling us what we should know. If we move the clock up about 6 weeks, who's going to be in the playoffs from the SEC?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Paul, because, we've been doing this song and dance with previous coaches, and number one on my hit list was that clown Jimbo Fisher. And as soon as Texas A&M kicked him to the curb, look what happens. I think when the playoff, the debut rankings come out, next Tuesday. I think Texas A&M's got an outstanding shot of being the number one team in the country, Paul. I think they've earned it based on their performances thus far under Coach Elko. They are a legitimate national championship contender. But give me A&M, give me Alabama. I think those are your two teams that meet in Atlanta for the college, or excuse me, for the SEC championship. And then give me Ole Miss and Georgia to round out the four teams, and hopefully a fifth team. I'd love to see Vanderbilt for the story that would make to be a fifth team from the Southeastern Conference to make the playoff.
Always great. Michael Bratton, it's been too long. So many other questions I have for you, but I'm afraid of your answers, so I decided we better cut this off before we all get in big trouble.